Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. I forgot the day. And I'm scratchy, too. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Stephon Lamont. Josie, who is supposed to be joining us today. The plea bargain he took in New Jersey, he's actually meeting with the parole people today. So we will talk with him tomorrow. So today it's just going to be me and you. Just me and you. There's a lot of people that try to get out there. Golly. A lot of people that try to get out there, and they try to rationalize a lot of things. And one of the things they never include in the rationalization of the downturn of crime is the success of the concealed carry movement. And, you know, there was a book written about this by Brian Anspatrick called The Rise of the Anti-Media, Informing America's Concealed Weapon Carry Movement. Informing, not informing. In the process of forming. The main title suggests a focus on anti-media, and the subtitle uses an unfamiliar formulation, informing. But the most interesting part of the book is the history of the concealed carry movement, especially the rise of shall-issue concealed carry laws, which a lot of people who are potentially interested would never see due to the title. I'm going to have to find this. I want to read this in depth. Now, there's a lot of films, you know, you can, if you go to Indiegogo or if you go to Kickstarter or anything like that, from time to time, you'll see funding that they allow to happen on these websites for anti-gun films. For anti-gun films. If you want to see a pro-gun film, that means that whoever was the producer of that film went to a lot of links to get the money to produce that film, because they're not allowed to get on engines like that and go that way. So, look at that. One of the things I always try to characterize this as, like the Moms Demand Action, that's supposed to be a grassroots movement, right? And, I mean, you can take, as an example, we know about this, or I know about this, one legislator in Connecticut, in post-Sandy Hook, who received hundreds of calls against further gun control legislation, only a handful of calls in favor. So this idea that there's a grassroots anti-gun movement is sort of funny. The NRA is constantly being criticized for being funded by the gun industry and not its members, and for advocating policy positions that is not aligned with its members. At the end of the day, there's people that believe that when the NRA says jump, the membership says how high. That's not exactly true. The NRA does take, well, the NRA doesn't take positions that the members want them to take, for in large part. And if they actually were taking a lot of money from the gun industry or getting a lot of money from the gun industry, they would actually be taking positions on certain things. Now, it would be naive to think that because the NRA is supposedly pro-gun and concealed carry legislation is pro-gun, that one causes the other. When you think about the NRA's lobbying power, this is when you would want to go back to this book to look at his explanations for the success of the concealed carry movement. Impressing for war shall issue carry laws in the United States, arguably the greatest liberalization of gun laws in the history of the country. Patrick offers four major explanations for the success of the concealed carry weapon movement. The use of what he calls the anti-media. Concealed carry proponents bypass traditional media, and they go and get it out another way. Number two, gun culture is stronger than the anti-gun culture. Nobody's ever said anything truer than that. Number three, a bridge to gun culture 2.0. What is coming up? The young people that are coming up. The ones that, one, didn't grow up the way you and I did. Two, they're curious. They're curious. And they are information hungry. So they scour the information, and they look at the information, and they look at some of it with a very jaundiced eye before they make a call. And some of the, like the NRA, by using some of the young people that they use, are very effective at reaching out to them. Four, lastly and most broadly, he argues that the concealed carry movement represents a successful new social construction of reality. This is the strongest of the arguments, and it's the most powerful one, and it is the one that is impossible to refute. He's referring to the social construction of the reality that owning and carrying a personal sidearm is an individual, not a collective right. And the reality motivates the political involvement of pro-gun communities and also becomes a reality against what anti-gun culture must fight. Now, returning to the other part of it, this is a multi-layered sort of a story, if you will. Talking about the NRA and the right to carry. The right to carry is largely the product, or the shall issue laws that are in various states, is largely the product of things like the United Sportsmen of Florida, or the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, or the Buckeye Firearms Coalition, or the Cal Guns Foundation, or the Grassroots of North Carolina. State and local gun activists are the ones that brought about shall issue laws in their respective states. Make no mistake about it. And this is one of the reasons that all of these local different gun control organizations exist, is because after they get out there and they're successful, what normally would happen is the NRA rides in and says, you're welcome. They're taking credit for it. So... When Florida signed the first of its kind shall issue law, and that was signed by then Governor Bob Martinez, there was no fanfare over a great gun movement victory. That's probably because nobody at the NRA headquarters knew it had happened. That was done by Floridians. What happened in Colorado with the recall elections was done by Coloradoans. The fate of the nation lies with the states. It does not lie with the feds. The states are individually, the states are very powerful organizations. They get things done. They have to balance their budget. There's a lot of things that states do that the feds don't have to do. And the feds, it makes you wonder where they came from and how they got, what happens when you get to Washington, D.C., to where all of a sudden everything that you know goes straight out the window and you become a part product of the new normal. But when it's all said and done, the states are going to be what wins it out. The states and the people within the states. You and I are citizens of our respective states first, members of a federal system that is the United States second, no matter what anybody says. I know that Edwin told me federalism that ship had sailed. I don't believe it. They certainly would like to have it that way. I just don't want to let them have it. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit of Starbucks on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let me tell you what I don't like. Okay? Let me tell you what I don't like. I don't like things designed to disrupt. Okay? I don't like things designed to disrupt, especially hypocritical things designed to disrupt. It's hypocritical, for example, for the ATF to go out there and create crime where there is no crime. They're supposed to be in law enforcement. That's an example. Now, I go to Starbucks a lot. I go to Starbucks because I like lattes. I like the kick of the high caffeine espresso that goes into a latte. I just like it. And I go in there and I get my coffee. I want to pay for my coffee and I want to go on my way. And I don't want, okay, and I don't care if they have a PhD. I don't want whoever's on the other side of the counter that I'm there to get a cup of coffee from to start lecturing me on anything social. Okay? Now, recently, Starbucks decided they were going to do something called the Race Together Initiative. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz said, as racially charged events unfolded across our country, we felt a responsibility to act. And what he's referring to is what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened in New York, and what happened in Sanford, Florida. These are the racially charged incidents that he won't let die. And the problem I have with these racially charged incidents, as an example, is, you know, some of these incidents were used to attack things like stand your ground laws and gun ownership and police departments, you know, things like that. You know, in Ferguson, Missouri, there is not a single Starbucks coffee house there. There's not a single store from Starbucks in Ferguson, Missouri. There's no Starbucks in Selma, Alabama, which is ground zero for the civil rights movement and racially charged events. Why doesn't Starbucks have a coffee shop in these racially charged cities? Especially if they feel they have a responsibility to act, which means talking to me while I'm trying to pay for my coffee. How about Starbucks itself? Does Howard Schultz, does he practice what he's preaching right now? Are they racing together? The Starbucks leadership team, Starbucks has 19 executives, including Mr. Schultz. Of the 19, only one, or 5% of the leadership team, is black American, African American, whatever you want to call them. Far less than the rest of the country, 5% of the leadership team, black Americans make up 13% of the population. Three women are Starbucks leaders, or 16% of the team. Women are half the population in the United States. Hispanics. There are no Hispanic Americans on the Starbucks leadership team. But they comprise 17% of the U.S. population. Unless there's some George Zimmerman-type white Hispanics lurking out there that nobody knows about. There is an Indian-American executive from the country of India. There is one. But Starbucks, at the corporate level, is run by a bunch of white people. White guys. 14 of the 19, 75% of their executives. Now, the Race Together Initiative, the hypocritical Race Together Initiative was also pieced together, you know, Schultz had a little help, from USA Today publisher and president Larry Kramer. They wrote their op-ed rolling out their little initiative, extolling the need for diversity. Elevating diversity is the right thing to do, but it is also a necessity, they wrote. Mr. Kramer has a similar problem to Mr. Schultz's, however. In terms of practicing and preaching, USA Today is owned by the Gannett Company, and the Gannett leadership team, how do they look under the lens of diversity? Leadership team is 8 people, 1 woman, 7 men, all Caucasian. How's that for your diversity fight, Mr. Kramer? Look at CNN. CNN columnist John Sluder wrote about the recent use of University of Oklahoma fraternity video. In his article, he quotes a University of Connecticut sociology professor, the U.S. fraternity and sorority system is a form of American apartheid. Not only fraternities and sororities, but also the rest of us and our country's racist history. That's a really broad brush. Are they practicing what they're preaching? Time Warner, the parent company of CNN, has 7 senior corporate executives, 2 women on the team, but all white. Diversity? The CNN writer wants universities to force Greek organizations to report their demographics so we can see exactly how segregated this system really is. I think that's a splendid idea, because I just reported to you what the CNN, USA Today, and Starbucks breakdown is demographically for you. Now you know as well. We're getting clear, transparent information here. And let's not leave out the New York Times. Another school marm preaching tolerance and diversity and other Dr. Feel-Good virtues. They have an executive team of 9. One woman, one African-American, and 7 white guys. The same New York Times that opines about racial disparities in the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. And the war on women falls quite short on practicing what they preach. This is a clear case of do as I say, not do as I do. Then there's the Washington Post. They're quite fond of reminding us how bigoted we are and intolerant we are as a society. Their leadership team of 14 consists of 2 women, 1 Indian American, 11 white guys. There are no black people at the Washington Times. There's no black people at the New York Times. They are benefiting from white privilege automatically right there. If you know, they're not parking it at the door. So stop demanding I do this. And stop wanting to castigate me. And stop wanting to lecture to me. Because I'm a member of a very big organization. I'm a member of, you know, gun owners here in the United States. Hugely diverse. Women, black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans. Lots and lots of gun owners. I practice what I preach. And when I'm going through the line and I want my cheese Danish and my shot in the dark latte, I don't need somebody that is getting paid less than minimum wage by you, Mr. Schultz. You, Mr. Schultz, the hypocrite. I don't need any of you telling me how I need to be diverse in my outlook. I have been, and I still am. I do it every day. I'm not going to give you examples because that just means you'll be like, well, there you go. No. You guys are the hypocrites, not me. I know why you're doing it. You want other things besides what you're calling for, and that's fine. This is one of the things that's behind the curtain of the gun control distraction. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Here is, you know, it's sort of fallen by the wayside right now because there's other legislation that's pending, and everybody's going, hey, B. Todd Jones took a job with the NFL. I think that was coming. I do not think, you know, everybody thinks he got chased out of town because of the M855 ban. He didn't. He did not. They, you know, if you don't get chased out of town over Fast and Furious, it's not going to be because you tried to do something and it didn't work. The Democrats in Congress are very upset that the ATF dropped the M855 ban. Representative Steve Israel, that I've talked about him a little bit. I haven't talked about him a lot. He wants to revive the 855 ammo ban plan under the new ATF director. And we're going to see what Barack Obama does with this, because Barack Obama, he's a very calculating individual. He may wait to find an ATF director to replace the acting ATF director, and he may wait to replace him with one that thinks the U.S. Constitution needs to be followed. Or, you know, follow the way Barack interprets it. You and I would look at it and say it's being evaded, but Barack interprets it a different way. He will never look for one that would look for the Constitution and say it should be followed. The ATF has become one of these unholy amalgamations of various programs that have been epoxied together, and they're called a bureau. If you break it into their constituent parts, hand over the relevant ones to the other agencies and let the carcass of the rest fatten up in the sun, That's probably what should happen. There are some people that say, well, you shouldn't do that because you'd be handing over. I mean, David Kodrick said this. I never got to ask him this, but I have never seen the FBI make a regulation. Not once. Ever. They may do it, and if anybody knows of them doing it, make sure that you let me know. But I don't know of the FBI regulating anything. Because the FBI is a law enforcement agency. And that's who should be running this, is law enforcement agency. ATF does not need to be making law. Now, Steve Israel, for those of you who may have dismissed him, he's the Democratic whip. He has chaired the Democratic chair committees on getting people reelected. He did chair it right into a brick wall, almost as good as Wasserman Schultz has been doing. The important thing here is that Representative Steve Israel talks about banning your guns, ammunition. And just as importantly, he means it. He absolutely means it. And so does the rest of the Democratic Party. They're already trying to convince the new acting ATF director to stick his head in the same buzzsaw that B. Todd Jones found his head in. He's probably said, B. Todd Jones, you know, this was months in the making, folks, this NFL job. This is not something that just popped up. Somebody didn't look at it, you know, I don't even know the NFL commissioner's name. He didn't look in the newspaper. He didn't look in the newspaper and say, what, B. Todd Jones is available? Let's offer him a job. There was some stuff going on in the background for quite some time. B. Todd was gone. He was getting out of there. So this is not a political buzzsaw to get in there and make a recommendation to ban ammunition. Certainly not for somebody in a organization called the ATF. Certainly not. The Democrats are not going to stop coming after your rights and after your ammo and after your guns until they get in their head that going against the Bill of Rights is a political death sentence. Steve Israel is from the New York 3rd Congressional District. And all of the indexes out there about gun rights is zero. Steve Israel needs to be unseated. Now, a lot of people will look at that and say, well, you know, that's going to be a really uphill. That's a big uphill climb, Bill. Not going to happen. Sometimes those kind of things are worth it. And they're doable. They are eminently doable. Ask Eric Cantor. Coming out of Vermont, a Vermont grassroots gun group has admitted that they were actually a shell company, if you will, for Michael Bloomberg. In a Judiciary Committee meeting that was held last week, Taylor Wilkinson-Ray, lobbyist for Gun Sense Vermont, had a heated exchange with a state senator over the language of S-141. The bill aims to prohibit violent felons from possessing firearms and would require people with adjudicated mental illnesses to be reported to the FBI, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The exchange, which took place between Wilkinson-Ray, another hyphen name, and State Senator Dick Sears, pertained to new language about reinstating the mentally ill when they are no longer deemed to be in need of treatment. Wilkinson-Ray, as liberals will do, requested more time to look at the language. We need to get national expertise on this before we can approve it. We need to get national expertise on this significant change. Although, who are you guys to approve anything? You are an advocacy group. You don't approve anything. You lobby. Sears, very agitated that the gun control group was asking to hold up its own bill for a national clearance, asked, have you got a hold of a national organization? Wilkinson-Ray answered his client would need some time to understand the implications of this. Senator Sears, who is a Democrat, said, I'm stunned by this. I'm actually stunned. We don't believe this is an earnest attempt to improve the bill, according to Wilkinson Wright. Sears, who was outraged by this insinuation, replied, I can't believe you just said that. You should check with your bosses, and if you're sure you want to say this is not an honest effort, you are disparaging the courts of the state of Vermont as well as the Department of Mental Health. When you say it's not an honest effort, this pisses me off. That little exchange went viral on YouTube. The identity of the national group that the Gun Sense Vermont and its lobbying firm, the Necrosun Group, was not revealed. Now people are coming out and saying that Gun Sense Vermont is an affiliate of a national special interest group and is not a grassroots organization. Because it's part of Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety. The gun owners of Vermont have been saying this for a while, and a Democratic senator uncovered the truth about them. And now they're telling Gun Sense Vermont to cease. Now, they can't make them cease, okay? But one of the, what's his person's name? Can't find his name. Oh, well. It has been said, this continues a well-documented pattern of dishonest behavior practiced by the so-called grassroots Gun Sense Vermont operation since its inception. Vermont is not for sale. Good for you, Vermont. Go for it. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapenti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. One thing that it completely escapes a lot of these organizations and a lot of these media people is exactly what happened in the 855 debacle for the ATF and for the Democrats, for that matter, because they were for Barack Obama, for that matter. And they always default to this. They always default to the NRA did it. And, you know, getting back to this whole grassroots idea, the NRA has 5 million members. Gun Owners of America, somewhere slightly north of 300,000. The Second Amendment Foundation, which is actually a conglomerate of different things like the JPFO and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they have more members than Gun Owners of America. But, you know, depending on, I don't know where Alan Gottlieb decides he's going to be the chairman and president of sometimes. Sometimes he's president of the Citizens Committee, sometimes the Second Amendment Foundation. I don't know what goes on with that. But somewhere in there, you got about 700,000 members. Taking all those together, you have 6 million people out of the big three. 6 million people out of 134 million gun owners. A estimated 134 million gun owners. So whenever you see something like what happened in Colorado with the recall election, which was given the credit for that, was the NRA has become a generic term to mean the gun rights advocacy, the Second Amendment advocacy, because NRA is a very poor Second Amendment advocate, but because they are the biggest one, they're the default engine they go to. And 9 times out of 10, when something like what happens with the M855 ban happens with the comment period, because they're saying there was 80,000 responses in the comment section. There are some people saying there was as many as 310,000 responses to this. And in the event that that's the case, it had nothing to do with the NRA. It had nothing to do with the Gun Owners of America or the Second Amendment Foundation or the National Association of Gun Rights or anything else, because it was done by the grassroots, just like in Colorado. Colorado, if you want to see a splendid example of the grassroots, you just need to go look at the Colorado recall elections. First of all, there were stark contrasts put up on the board as this is what you're voting for and this is what you're not voting for. That is paramount, okay? That is paramount. Especially if you hold it up against Washington State, what happened with I-591 and I-594. Those two are, you know, who knows which one is which. But back to this. The pro-gun people were outspent, depending on who you talk to, sometimes by a factor of 8-1. And still, they recalled 2 politicians, and they forced 1 to resign. All with heavy funding from all kinds of democratic mechanisms. Now, in Washington State, they looked at what happened in Colorado. Don't kid yourself, they did. I know it never came up in conversation. They did that. Bloomberg went out to his fellow, you know, he went to the fellow billionaires club, and he got Gates, and he got Allen, and he got some other guys to throw some money in there, and they literally flooded it with money. Literally flooded it with money. And this time they pulled it off. But a lot of it, it didn't have so much to do, I think, with money as it did with confusion, because there was a lot of people in Washington State that supported both of them. But the mainstream media seems to have an issue with just figuring out what is actually a grassroots organization. They have a profound misunderstanding for what that means. Now, there was a guy named Jim Zumbo who was a hunting editor for Outdoor Life, and he made some unfortunate comments on his blog, and he was metaphorically run out of town on a rail. When that happened, it was obvious that the evil gun lobby had flexed its collective muscle and destroyed Jim's several careers. That's because people like Sarah Brady and Mike Bloomberg have no concept of what a true grassroots movement is. And they refuse to acknowledge where America's gun owners are concerned. We have seen this in on various levels. We saw this with Recoil magazine. We have seen this with Guns and Ammo magazine. We've seen this with Outdoor Life. When you come out with an anti-gun stance, like Jerry Tsai with Recoil magazine, in a lot of conversations I had, everybody would tell me, well, Bill, he's not anti-gun. He's just a California gun guy. And to them, because at this particular time when this was all happening, a lot of people in the gun world that I knew seemed to have not developed, to have developed that very moral hard edge that you have to have when you're considering things. I simply said to them, you're missing a point just because he's from California. Being Californian and putting out an anti-gun stance is still anti-gun. Whether he's, you know, if he made a semantic error or if he didn't use all his words or something, that's one thing. But they had three chances to fix that, and they never did. And it cost Jerry Tsai his job, and it cost his boss his job. And Recoil went through a long period of time until Ian Harrison has arrived and put them back on the map. Nick O'Malley from Australia, he got out there and he wrote the so-called green tip ammunition, which is designed to pierce helmets and body armor, has been legal in America for use in AR-15 rifles. These are the military-style semi-automatic rifles that have become the most popular hunting and self-defense weapons in the nation after their high-profile use in the massacres in a Sandy Hook primary school and a Colorado cinema. Nick is slightly right there. They were designed to pierce helmets. After that, everything goes completely off the rail. Nobody, you know, I winced when I saw all of that stuff. It's not a cop killer round. The grassroots that rose up over this, if anything, might have scared B. Todd Jones because it happened so fast. He was probably sitting back saying, well, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do here. I'm getting out of town. But he's probably been thinking that for quite some time because he's been under a lot of scrutiny. Nick writes, and I know I'm jumping all over the place, but this is the misinformation that goes along with the fact that they can't grasp what a grassroots movement is. Nick writes that on a popular YouTube video, they show a guy firing a green tip round through nearly 6.535 millimeters of steel and into a wooden log in his backyard. That's a quarter inch of mild steel. And the round was fired out of a 24-inch rifle. And any round fired out of a 24-inch rifle can penetrate one quarter inch of mild steel because that's what it was designed to do. So, grassroots, you guys are the grassroots. I encourage everybody to be a member of something. At the very least, something local. If you wanted my advice on what to join nationally, I would say Gun Owners of America, because Pratt only lives in one world, and that's the Second Amendment world. Period. He's actually quite amusing to be around because he knows nothing else about anything else. These other guys, Second Amendment Foundation, they've been willing to compromise. You can't compromise on things. NRA wrote the background check law, folks. NRA was willing to recuse themselves from the Disclose Act. NRA has done a lot of really bad things. And I just don't get it, and I don't understand it. NRA is taking no position at all on amnesty. So, you know, some of these really cool videos they put out, I know some of the people that are in these videos. I like them. They're friends of mine. They don't mean nothing unless they've got the backing of an organization that means, that you know, is kicking something in the guts on your behalf. So if you want to stick your money somewhere where it's smart, stick it out there with Gun Owners of America. That's all I'll say about that. But the grassroots is you. You alone. You individually, coalescing, doing the same thing, without anybody backing them up. And the reason they can't understand that is because they don't think you pay attention. And they don't think that you care. They think that everything that they project upon you is the valid story, and it simply is not. Keep that in mind every time you're reading something in the mainstream media. If you're reading the mainstream media, the best thing you could possibly do is ignore that. I'm going to go into hour number two. I haven't said nearly enough. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the U.S.